Millions of Muslims across the world are marking the 40th day after Imam Hussein's martyrdom anniversary. Mourning ceremonies are being held in more than a dozen countries, including Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Pakistan and Afghanistan. The day is called Arba'in, which means the 40th in Arabic. Millions of pilgrims have flocked to the Iraqi city of Karbala, which hosts the shrine of Imam Hussein. He was the grandson of the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Imam Hussein was martyred along with 72 of his companions in a bloody battle in Karbala back in the 7th century. Those are live pictures you're seeing of Karbala, located south of Baghdad in Iraq. And as you just heard, millions of Muslims have flocked to that city on the day of Arba'in, which means 40 in Arabic, the word Arba'in, of course, marking the end and the 40th day of a mourning period for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the grandson of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad. Well, Imam Hussein and his small group of family members and followers were martyred in an unfair battle with an army of the then Umayyad Caliph Yazid in the 7th century. And now his martyrdom is seen as a symbol of resistance against oppression and tyranny. Millions of Muslims, especially Shia Muslims, commemorate this event and they gather in the holy city of Karbala. Of course, in other countries as well, including Iran and Pakistan and Afghanistan and many other countries around the Muslim world. Well, joining us now from London to tell us more about Arba'in is Mr. Mas'ud Shajara, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission. Mr. Shajara, what can you tell us about the significance of Ashura and Arba'in? Why is it that Muslims around the world still mark these events decades after they took place?
Well, it has a tremendous message and tremendous impact. I mean, the fact of the matter is one of the grandson of Prophet, peace be upon him, who not only became martyr, but became martyr fighting tyranny, which was instigated and promoted by people who claimed to be Muslim. And the message in that is actually so many messages within that, which has got a tremendous significance. The fact that the Prophet said, and this is something that all Muslims, Shia and Sunni accept, that Hassan and Hussein, the two grandsons, were the leader of the martyrs, youth in heaven, which actually highlights that the great position that they had, and that great position was earned through a struggle against injustice. And the universal message of a struggle against injustice, no matter where it comes from, is actually symbolized in the actions of Imam Hussein and his 72 followers. And this message is not just for the Shia community. Indeed, it's not just for the Muslim community, but it's a message of a struggle against injustice and the ultimate victory of it for the whole world. The fact that they were defeated in certain aspects does not really reflect the reality, that the reality was that it is better, as Imam Hussein said, to stand against injustice and fight and die than give in to injustice. And that message is a message that has got very importance, not only at the time of Imam Hussein, but for the all ages. And that's why we say, every day is Ashura and every place is Karbala, because that message is a message that has got importance in Palestine, has got importance anywhere. People are standing against tyranny and fighting those superpower and actually standing for what is just and standing for their rights. And I think from that point of view, this message needs to be understood by more than a specific section of community, be it just the Shia or indeed just the Muslim community as a whole.
Yes, Mr. Sajjar, you were referring there to the global and universal message that Imam Hussein has for mankind. And I was going to refer to that. It's not just Muslims that have a lot of respect for Imam Hussein, from at least what I've seen here in Iran and other places that I've seen. A large community of non-Muslims even have their own kind of respect for Imam Hussein, for what he did against oppression. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the message is very, very important. That, you know, the message is that, you know, when you're faced with that sort of oppression, when you're faced with that sort of thing, you need to do the ultimate sacrifice. And because the aspect of truth and justice is more important than your own survival. Because, you know, the survival of the truth and justice for the society and for the community, it is much more important. And sometimes individuals have to actually make the ultimate sacrifice for the society and for the truth and for justice. And you know, as the sister of Imam Hussein, Zainab alayhi salam, said when she was actually challenged and said, "You see the horror what we done to you," when Umayyad Yazid told her, she actually turned around and said, "I have seen nothing but the beauty. The fact is that, you know, seeing all your family, including the young ones, being slaughtered in that way, there is no beauty in it except the beauty of actually seeing that it's better to stand up and actually fight. It's better to actually sacrifice for what is right and what is true than, you know, giving to the tyranny." And that message is understood and appreciated by the whole world. I mean, even the child will understand that. And I think in some ways, we as Shias and as Muslims have failed to sort of take the message, the universal message of Imam Hussein, as far as it needs to go. And I think that's something that we need to all of us work further and harder on.
Mr. Masood Shajar, head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us there from London. And I also would like to tell you that those pictures that you were seeing there were live pictures of Karbala, where the Arba'in ceremonies are now taking place.